The contemporary art world is assessing the results of a week of buying and selling at a huge art fair in Florida. Art Basel Miami Beach is an offshoot of the world's largest contemporary art fair that's held in Basel, Switzerland every June. The one in Miami Beach was supposed to make its debut this time last year, but was canceled. Many European art dealers were afraid to travel with expensive works of art if buyers wouldn't be there after September 11th. David Darcy reports that this year, fear of a possible war against Iraq did not keep dealers away from Miami.
The goal of Art Basel Miami Beach is to be the largest art fair in the Western Hemisphere, a one-stop shopping market for contemporary art. In a space the size of a super Kmart, you could buy Candace Bright's sound and video installation of all the main characters in the TV series Dallas speaking at the same time. The price, $20,000. The Great American Nude, number 87, a painting from the 1960s by pop artist Tom Wesselman, was selling for $850,000, or you could spend $30,000 on Edgar, a sculpture by Eric Swenson. It looked like a forlorn horse with a poodle clip. Dealer James Cohan explained what makes Edgar special.
There's something very profoundly sad or vulnerable. And while the animal is quite regal in one way, on the other hand, there's a force, maybe from within, a kind of emotional tension or some sort of atmospheric problem.
Atmosphere is the goal of Art Basel Miami Beach, as it is of every art fair. Art Basel's director is Samuel Keller.
We are not only an art market. We are the world's biggest art market, but we are also a cultural event.
The fair is counting on Miami's real estate culture to bring in customers who need to cover their walls. For edgier and larger work, there was an experimental section near the beach. Dealers showed their wares in the same kind of shipping containers refugees hide in to reach Miami. Dealers and collectors flew first class to Miami because fairs like this one are indicators of the contemporary art market. Auctions of contemporary work were strong in New York last month. The vitality defies the conventional wisdom that in time of war, people buy gold or anything else with enduring value, and that art buyers look for work that stood the test of time. Art Basel's Samuel Keller says his customers don't seem afraid of a war in the Middle East, but they might be afraid of putting all their money in the stock market right now.
They will not stop just because the economy is less good to buy art. Certainly there's an investment effect in buying art, and on the long term the art market can prosper, especially then when also the economy is doing well. But on the short term it can certainly be that people enjoy more buying art than buying stocks, and if there is not much inspiration in other investments, that you have more money available.
For dealer Tomio Koyama, traveling from an economically depressed Tokyo to Miami paid off. Koyama came to the fair with an artist called Mister, who paints anatomically correct watercolors of children.
Mister's work is very popular to the young Japanese young people, but in Miami, is much popular.
Really?
Than Japan. His people is crazy about his work. I don't know why, but I sold everything in the opening day.
Mr. Small watercolors sold for $2,500. His larger ones were $13,500 each. The pictures that already sold were on display, and behind the wall in a small space, Mr. himself was on the floor painting new ones. Walter Robinson, who covers the market for the website ArtNet, witnessed the act of creation.
The booth is full of his works and they're all sold. And there he is behind the wall drawing these things. He's like with his little watercolor set and his little piece of paper, and he's like producing $2,000 bills every 15 minutes. You know, it's so fantastic. You know, it's not that your kid could do that. It's that could your kid sell them for $2,000?
Mister said through a translator that he'd always planned to work in Miami, just not this fast.
It was my original plan to make artwork here because I don't speak English, and during the day I thought I would have time to do that. I didn't think they'd go so quickly.
Do you think that working here you can keep up with demand?
I don't think so.
Some galleries had a tougher selling job. Even with the ominous global political outlook, there wasn't much political art at Art Basel Miami Beach. The Stephen Friedman Gallery of London was trying to sell an installation called Non Lieu, or No Place, by Swiss artist Thomas Hirschhorn. The work is two peaks of candle wax covered with paper cutouts of Al-Qaeda fighters. Each peak has a fan blowing on a flag that reads Democracy. A toy electric train travels around the base. On the borders of the 6-by-10-foot construction are billboards with images of models, mostly nude, advertising designer fragrances. The asking price? $125,000. A real fashion designer was also at the fair. A German gallery was showing photographs by Karl Lagerfeld of Chanel, who's also a collector. Lagerfeld's pictures were Polaroids of costumes he designed, inspired by works of art, and of celebrities including Jack Nicholson and Pamela Anderson. Dealer Matthias Rotzdorfer says that, in their own way, these are groundbreaking works.
Since we are interested in the avant-garde, we felt that with current photography, you almost have to be destructively, cynically negative in order to be titled contemporary art. And Karl Lagerfeld very specifically chooses aesthetic, something that's beautiful, and to show that as avant-garde today is almost more daring than to show something that is destructive.
Cynics might say that in the absence of hard figures, the success of Art Basel Miami Beach can be judged by the number of the celebrities like Lagerfeld that it can attract back next year. For buyers, the standard is whether anyone cares next year about the artists whose work they bought last week. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in Miami Beach.